József Galamb. Whoever made it possible for America to be four wheels. There are two people in the industry history of the United States that are believed to be worthy of this title, and whoever agrees with it is right. One of them is carmaker Henry Ford, and the other one is the Hungarian engineer of the Ford factory, József Galamb. The latter genius designed a Model T, millions of which were manufactured in Detroit and was sold in America and worldwide. The life of József Galamb proves that you can achieve your goals if you possess strong willpower and courage with accompanying luck that starts at a young age and leads you throughout your life. Galamb was 20 years old when he made up his mind about designing cars, and he was 25 when Henry Ford instructed him, "Joe, we are designing a new model. The first thing we need is a new transmission." The young Hungarian engineer, within 6 months, designed a transmission with planetary gear in the Detroit Central factory. What helped this brilliant Hungarian mind to achieve all this is his God-given talent, along with the amassed knowledge and extensive international experience in the industry. József Galamb was born into a poor Lutheran family in Mokó in 1881. His father was a farmer. Galamb completed his elementary education in the first 4 years of secondary school in his birthplace, Mokó. After that, he continued his education at the State School of Wood and Metal Industry in Szeged, where his excellent technical drawing skills earned him an exceptional status, worthy of people talking about him. After Mokó and Szeged, he moved to Budapest, where he enrolled at the Budapest Industrial Technology College. Here he majored in mechanical engineering, and he learned 24 subjects from the best teachers in the field, and he finished with a year-long apprenticeship. After receiving his degree in mechanical engineering, he went to work at the steel engineering factory in Diósgyőr as a draftsman. In 1901, he started his one-year mandatory military service. A year later, József Galamb left the Navy as a sergeant and set out to utilize his trades. At this time, he contemplated sailing to the United States of America so that he could see the 1904 Automobile World Exhibition in St. Louis. For a short time, he stayed in new factories in the Netherlands and Belgium, and then he sailed from Hamburg to New York. He arrived in the Big Apple in October of 1903. He immediately looked for a job and found one in a box factory and later at the Thompson Leather Decoration Company. After that, he took part in the decoration of the facade of the Albany State House. Whenever he could, he traveled to Pittsburgh, where he took on a more elaborate work as a toolmaker at the Westinghouse Electric Corporation. He worked 9 to 10 hours per day for $25 per hour. He used his savings for traveling to the World Exhibition. According to his original plans, he would return to the Adler factory, but he changed his mind and headed east. In Cleveland, he secured employment with the Stearns Automobile Company, where he made carburetors. By this time, he felt confident in English, so he was ready to take a general machine engineer position. Soon after this, he joined the Harris Automotive Press Company. In the summer of 1905, he reached Detroit, which was the hub of the period automaking, also often referred to as Motor City. Here he met Henry Ford. He was looking for a job, taking his chances at the Ford factory that would pay him $20 per week, and he immediately secured that and could
start work 10 days later.
He started to work at the Ford Motor Company in December of 1905 as a draftsman. Soon he redesigned the cooling system of a Ford model, which earned him the chief constructor position. Along with Jenő Farkas, he crafted the design of the spare parts of the famous Ford T model. This model became the car that didn't cost too much to make, and it was very easy to drive. He introduced significant changes in the design of the machinery. The transmission was planetary gear, and the detachable cylinder head were his inventions that were first utilized with the T model. In 1913, with his guidance, mass production using the assembly line of this model was launched. Due to this revolutionary innovation, the T model became the first and most popular car in the world. Its manufacturing lasted for 20 years,
which resulted in
making of more than 15 million cars. Even in 2000, there were 100,000 of them still running all over the world. Its popular name was Tin Lizzy or Badog Bushka. According to popular belief, Golam also drafted the tea emblem that is still used today. During World War I, he was busy designing military hardware such as anti-submarine detection systems, tanks, aircraft engines, and even ambulances. In later years, he also designed freight cars and trucks as well. After all these accomplishments, Golam was granted American citizenship. In 1917, he married Dorothy Beckham, and they had two daughters, Claire and Gloria. In 1921, the Hungarian patriot and exceptional American engineer founded a scholarship for the poor students of his native town, Mokó, who wished to take up higher education at trade school. During World War II, on Ford's suggestion, he designed a small six-cylinder car, which was completed in 1942. Henry Ford truly appreciated the hard work of his talented engineer Golam. Yearly income was $75,000, which equaled the annual salary of the President of the United States. After Henry Ford's son, Edsel, took over the management from his father, he invented a new business model. Golam's new title became head engineer with 200 employees working for him. He always passionately protected his employees. When he was told to let some of them go, he instead reassigned different tasks for them to save their jobs. The excessive work and responsibilities took their toll on him. He suffered a heart attack. He recovered, and in 1944, he retired. He died in the automotive capital in Detroit in 1955.